for Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, RTÉ's comedy panel show, Clear History, is back. Oh, it is back for another season. And it tries to... Well, I'm not going to explain. Jason Byrne
is
here.
I have to do that.
You have to do it.
Oh, my God, okay.
Because I don't understand why anybody would want to do this show.
Do the show, Clear History,
yeah. Because they have to tell really cringy stories, don't they?
Yeah, and as well as that, you know, like, it's great crack in Ireland when you go back on television, because, like, you know, first of all, you get all the slagging. Right, that'll happen straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll be there going, what is this now? What's on here? I'm not. And they'll just watch it anyway. It's with Joanne McNally and Kevin McGarrigle.
Never heard of them.
I know. But Kevin McGarrigle, even Kevin can't say his surname. So it's been quite a road. But it's a good show because it's more or less, it's about gossip really. You know what I mean? It's about stuff that happened, like celebrities come on and they have to clear a bit of history in their life. Something horrific that happened to them.
Okay.
So there's an awful lot. Jason McAteer came on and said I shouldn't say this, which was brilliant.
Uh-oh.
That was a good start.
Uh-oh.
Something about Roy Keane. So I'm hoping
my God.
I hope they put that out.
Oh,
because afterwards Jason went, should I have said that? I went, what are you talking about? Probably not.
And then
he goes, oh, he's going to kill me, Roy Keane's going to kill me. He's going, you'll be all right. So Roy Keane kills everyone. So yeah.
Brilliant. It's a great concept.
Yeah, and oh, I mean, you think about it, Jennifer, and all the people listening in, the stuff that happened in your life that you'd probably like to just forget about. Like, I was live on air once on Sunday Brunch on Channel 4. Like, you know that show that's on the mornings? Like, loads and millions watching it. And Professor Green was on. Yeah. People know Professor Green is, he's kind of a, would you call him a rapper?
Yeah. Graham?
Is he a rapper? Yeah. And he's a lovely fella. Does a lot of work in mental health, all that stuff. Came on, and live on air, sitting right beside him, I said, I love your stuff. I always run to your stuff. I love your album, Ill Manners. And he went, that's not my song.
What?
He goes, that's Plan B, Jason. And then I did the Irish thing, and I went, oh, yeah, I know that's Plan B. And he went, maybe you should stop talking now. And I went, yeah, I'll stop talking. There's stories like that continuously. And me and Joanne and Kevin had a lovely rapport. Joanne ended up being like my little sister, which was because we know how well she's doing right now. And but as well as that, she says fact at the end of everything. When it's
fact.
And none of it's right. She heard my favourite one. I hope they keep it in. She went, bats. She goes, they've got really great eyesight. And that's a fact. I went, no, they don't. She goes, yes, they do. It's a myth that they're blind. I went, and she was just mixing up that as blind as a bat, mixed up.
But she's getting it all. But she can say whatever she wants. She can do whatever she wants. I have a bone to pick with her because I went in to do Dancing with the Stars on Sunday and one of the makeup team, Colleen, if you're listening, good morning. She looked like she was dug up out of the ground. She was in such a bad way. She went to a Joanne McNally concert. She played in Trims, went to see her, got into bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, got up 2 hours later, had to get the husband to drive her to work, and she was literally asleep under the table.
It's just all women
at
the gigs.
She ruins people.
Yeah, she does, yeah. I did a gig in Navan, and the Salsas in Navan, which was a great gig, and they had Joanne's crowd just the week before.
They're a certain type of crowd, aren't
they? The whole staff are in shock still. They're all holding each other like as if they were like just been injured. They're like, and they kept saying, they're very loud, aren't they? They're a very loud crowd.
Is it all women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if fellas end up at it and go, what am I?
So it's great crack.
And comedy is full back now. Live stuff is back. Everything's great.
You're back.
Oh, yeah, I'm back as
well.
I'm flying. I've got Tala now on Thursday, the Civic, which I love. And then I've been to.
Why do you love the Civic in Tala?
Well, because I'm from Dublin. So I've been gigging in Britain for ages there. And I've had to, you know, explain stuff to them and speak slower. And I can't do me, I just want to explode out on my Irish stage. And in Dublin, and then I've got 2 Vicar Streets try afterwards. So
amazing.
It's story bud for 3 nights.
Oh,
it's just going to be full on.
I love when you take the piss out of the body coach and your stuff gets taken down really quickly.
Here, I got into Facebook jail yesterday.
Did you? What did you do?
I put up a poem.
Go on.
So you can go on Instagram. You can go on Instagram and see the poem. Well, look, listen, I thought, well, can I say... Well,
did I maybe just describe...
There's no swear words.
Oh, go on.
You can read it. Read it and see if it's all right. I'll hand it over here to Jennifer now. She's going to read the poem and see if she's allowed to read it out loud.
I'll stick it in your ear.
Yeah.
I'll stick it in your nose.
Yeah.
I'll stick it everywhere except where it goes.
It's on Facebook.
What did they do? They were having none of it.
You're banned for 13 hours.
How can that get banned?
I know.
And then I was just talking this morning about these gangs in Dublin. They're going around beating up kids, basically, and posting videos on TikTok. Grant, no problem with that. Oh yeah, that can go up online, no problem.
I don't understand.
But you put up a poem like this and it gets banned.
I don't know. That's nuts, yeah.
There's a big red flag with you. They just don't like you.
There's a red flag, yeah. And then I dressed up as Joe Wicks and I jumped around. I made a willy out of a pair of tights and jumped around with that. And then and then TikTok deleted my whole account. They didn't even take down the post. They went, all gone.
That is insane.
Yeah. So, and Joe Wicks, I mean, he's a lovely fellow. It wasn't even him that did it. So, so then I go, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what you can and can't do anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, listen, speaking of which, I need to ask you about Jimmy Carr because you're a comedian and that's what we do. The big story with Jimmy Carr. Yeah. What did you make of all of that? He made a joke.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I need to see it on Netflix, isn't it?
It's on Netflix.
I know what it is though. You know the joke. About the Holocaust.
Don't say it. There was absolute uproar.
Yeah.
I spoke to Dara Breen about it last week and he was like, you don't have to do jokes like that. He said, people like Jimmy Carr, they're just out to shock.
Yeah.
And there's loads of different...
That's Jimmy's style. Like, I've been at Jimmy's gigs loads in the past and people just kind of stand up and start getting freaked out and they can't believe what he does. Do you know what I mean? That's just what he does, you know? And Frankie Boyle did it as well.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to... I mean, yeah. Look, with comedy, I mean, I remember Ricky Gervais, he said that, like, people say, oh, you can't talk about it anymore. And he says, well, you can talk about it whatever you want. You just have to be ready for the backlash.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy's well able for it. So okay. I don't think and that's his style of comedy, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, but you don't go there with the darkness.
No. Well, sure, that's not my thing. That's not my thing at all. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, Dara's right. You don't have to go there. Do you know what I mean? But that's Jimmy. And now, you know, Jimmy's going to have to sell billions more tickets. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You start slagging out. You go, it's a disgrace. He puts on four more arena tours.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Because people in comedy, when you go and see a comedian and they say something like that, you know, it's terrible and all of that. But the crowd like it. They like when a comedian says something terrible because they're never going to say it. And it's almost like when you're in school and somebody's in trouble and you're not, and you're like, oh my God, I could never say that or never do that. So he's done that. You know what I mean? And it was out to publicise his Netflix thing.
He knows what he's doing. Now, you have a big birthday coming up.
Oh my God, as well. I'm 50, like, in the 25th.
You don't look it.
I know. You always say that to people, but...
You have to.
Yeah, but loads of times they do, don't they?
No, but you don't.
Yeah, but people do, you know?
You look after yourself. Actually, you only started looking after yourself, didn't you?
Well, no, this is what happened, right? We'll summarise. I was always looking after myself. Then I went for a run on Port Marnock Beach and I got a pain in my heart. And then I needed 5 stents, thanks to my mum and dad. Right, I think it's called hereditary. Mm-hmm. Right, I got that. And but I was always looking after myself, running and diets. And only in Ireland... do you get a heart scare, by the way? So I had a heart scare. Everywhere else in the world, there's something wrong with your heart and they should fix it.
But here's a little scare.
Irish people love a heart scare. You had a heart scare. And then I was in again.
Did that frighten you?
No. It didn't frighten me. I was like going, oh God, that's not good. And then
what did it feel like?
It felt like because I had blockages in 3 arteries, but they're like 70% and 90%. So you can, 70% you wouldn't even feel. That's just your blood still flow through. And it just felt a little bit sore, went in. And because the medical staff are so good and the heart surgeons, they're talking to you like it's nothing. And they're just going, we're going to put some stents into you, up your wrist and into your thing. We won't even open you up and you'll be done in a day. And I was. I know, look at that. And then I'm sure people listening now are going, like, were you awake? They're always obsessed. Irish people want to know if you're awake all the time. Were you awake for that, were you? Just going, what do you want to know that for? No, just, you know, and there's a heart. That's another one. And then, and by the way, this is the big one I got was, you were lucky. You dodged a bullet there.
There you go.
You could have dropped dead. Oh, thank you, doctors around the whole of Ireland.
We're all doctors now.
Yeah, you could have dropped dead.
We got a degree on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm all right now. It's all flowing and I...
Well, that's good. Good to hear.
Yes, it's all good for the
gigs.
And
you're 50.
And I'm 50. Which is... isn't it a weird... Not like 60 doesn't sound as old as 50, does it? Like 50. It's like takes ages to say. There's an awful lot of noises in that.
50. How are the lads feeling about that? Your eldest son is 22, did you say?
Yeah, he's 22 and Dan's 15.
He's 20. They're men. Like, so you can't... Yeah. You've no control over them, do you?
No.
No.
They're like
all.
Men. That's it. Do you know what I mean? I've no control over me. That's the other thing that's gone.
Did they get a scare when they got a phone call saying that you dropped on Port Marnock Beach?
No, because I didn't drop on Port Marnock Beach.
What happened?
I stopped running.
Is that it?
Look at you looking for the misery. It's like the Late Late Show is just starting here.
I'm trying
this
to paint brilliant. A picture.
So tell us now exactly what happened. And did your father? Do you know what one of my mates said? If you're running on your own, not beach, you could have went down straight in your face, and because you're beside the sea, you could have drowned. It's going. No, I did. I ran the day
That's
with loads of
Irish
people.
That's what people do. That's
so
what we do.
I ran along and I felt the pain. I stopped running.
And
then
it.
I ran to a doctor. And I went to the doctor okay. and the doctor went, oh, yeah, okay. Sure, like they were so laid back about it. My stent surgeon, Niall Mulvihill, he said...
Why are you giving him a shout out? Does he give you a discount on stents or something?
Yeah,
why
he does, yeah. When I go back in. What do you mean when I give him a shout out? What if I have to go back in? I'm already going to slag him. He's going to go, are you slagging me? Why are you on live radio? So not I just like saying his name, yeah.
Niall Mulvihill.
Dr. Niall Mulvihill.
So he did the stents, so you might do you have to get them redone?
What, they don't run out.
The stents?
No, I don't think they run out, no.
Okay.
But if you keep eating chocolate bars and fries. Because that's the thing, Irish people as well. Again, I'm one of them as well, my dad was as well. Do you think it's a free pass? Do you know what I mean? When they get stents, they go, oh great. I'm off to the chipper. I've got another 40 years of set. No, they'll just block up again.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
So you're gigging in Ireland and you're going back to Australia. Is that right?
Yeah, why are you
I'm
saying
just,
that?
You're fecking off to Australia.
You know more about me than...
I know, do me research.
I go to Australia, yeah.
What's it like gigging in Australia? You're always in Australia. You love it over there. What are those crowds like? Speaking of crowds, and Joanne has a certain crowd and you love the Irish crowd, you can be in all in any ways and raising songs and stories and coddle. What's it like in Australia?
Totally different. Like,
is it?
Yeah. You see, the Irish get a fright. They go over to Australia and they think they're like us. They're not like us at all. They don't drink. They don't stay out late. They go to bed early and they get up at like 6. They work and all that. You know what I mean? Like, and to get all their stuff done. Do you know what happened in Australia? You can Google this. An Australian builder said, put up a thing in his an ad in a paper saying that no more Irish need apply for jobs, right? And it went mad. So the Australians as well were going, that's terrible, that's racist, you can't do that. And then the fellow was on the radio and I heard him and I kind of felt sorry for him, because what was happening was he said that 4 different occasions Irish people said they could build a wall. They could build walls. They were brickies and they had never done it in their life.
No.
And he said 4 of his walls fell down. And he just said,
I've had enough.
And he kept going, I'm not racist. I just can't take it anymore.
They just lie
all the time, because they come here and they say they can build a wall and they've never even seen a brick. So he said,
absolute
no more Irish.
No, he actually said, no more Irish.
Yeah, so they're a great crowd.
Good bunch to gig in front of. Okay.
They love their rules though. Love their rules. So they all run.
Oh, we know that. When lockdown.
Yeah, with the old Novak
restrictions,
Novak Djokovic and all that.
All of that, yeah. Very harsh. There's no messing over there.
No, there's no messing. No, that's the thing again, you see. The Irish messing, they go, no man. Actually, in Perth, Australia, once I was gigging there, and on the radio, they were all moaning about the... Because that's like a retirement town. You know what I mean? It's very rich as well. And there's mines there. And a load of Irish, about 5 years ago, were going over, all the young fellas. Young fellas and young ones for the crack.
Yeah.
And they said, right, you can go into Australia, but you have to work in the mines here first to get your visa. And they all went in, worked in the mines. They had nothing; they couldn't spend the money from Monday to Friday. And then they were allowed into the town on a Saturday.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine loads of Irish people? And Perth, all the locals were on going, it's a disgrace, they're animals. And I got on live radio there and I went, no, they're not. I says, they're only 20. And you're locking them up in a mine, giving them a load of money and then letting them out for one night.
It's your fault.
Yeah. So the Australians are like, all right, fair enough.
Okay.
We get it. So they are fair enough when you give me a try.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So before all that happens, you are gigging around Ireland. So where can people get tickets to see you?
Well, jasonburn.ie.
Jason
just jump
Burn.
On there, and
okay.
Yeah, and I'll be gigging around till the end of March, and then off to the Oz, and then Clear History. Yeah, it's great crack. I think it's this Thursday.
And you are a team captain.
I'm a team captain. Yeah, it's great. And the couches—they put us in big couches, so none of us ever knew how to sit properly.
So, guess we can expect.
Dave McSavage is coming up.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I know, brilliant.
Bit longest show you've ever done.
No. It's okay.
Okay.
It's great.
Wow.
Dave was fantastic on it. Really interesting story, actually. I won't tell you what it was.
Okay.
We were like, oh my God, what? So he was great. Yeah. And,
okay.
And of course, Jason McAteer comes on and says something he shouldn't have said.
Brilliant.
So watch out for that. And loads of people saying stuff they shouldn't have said.
Well, that's what we love.
I know.
So when's it on? Where?
This Thursday
okay.
on the old RT2. I think it gets repeated on RT1 then.
Okay.
Somewhere. So it's 10:30.
Okay, half 10. Jason Byrne, always a pleasure.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.